We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, I want to wish the Bruins well in their Stanley Cup final. This will be a great opportunity for them, and we'll be here cheering them on.
Dale Arnold.
Not going to drain mentally for practice season.
We're talking about
practice. That's how I treat it. Practice.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Rich Key.
KD and I have texted.
I get text messages all the time.
We've texted for 2-3 hours straight.
Players, coaches, owners, text me.
Dale and Keith.
My single greatest fear from the Bruins' perspective.
Spiders.
Yeah. Snakes, it may be even more. So,
snakes are much worse than spiders.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We are off, like most of America is, on a long 3-day weekend from radio. I'll have some TV stuff Sunday at the Stanley Cup Final Media Day.
Very nice. Good.
And obviously, pre- and post-game show Monday for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. I thought it was really cool. And they referred to it yesterday as the Patriots players were going out on the field for OTA practice yesterday. Almost every single player had some sort of Bruins hat on, a Bruins stocking cap, a Bruins baseball cap of some sort. Bill Belichick was wearing an Eastern Conference Finals champion hat when he met with the media. And Bill,
well, the guys who were there. Right, because there were several.
We'll get to that in just a second. But the ones who
were there, very supportive.
Belichick said he noticed when the Patriots were going for the Super Bowl that he saw a lot of the Bruins players were wearing Patriots hats, and they wanted to return the favor. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. And you've definitely seen that over the last 10-plus years, right? Like all four of the teams support each other. You'll see them at Celtics games. You even see them at Bruins games now. Red Sox, all that stuff. They support each other throughout, and no surprise really to see the Patriots doing that.
So they did have OTAs yesterday. Tom Brady was not there,
but not the only one. We'll get to the list. Okay,
so he wasn't there last year either.
No, he was not.
When they get to mandatory mini camp, he's there. Obviously, training camp, he's there. These are the optional practices, and let me stress the word optional. OTAs are optional.
It's not a TA.
Yeah, no.
These are OTAs.
There were 14 players missing from OTAs yesterday.
A wide range, too. Like veteran guys, really young, like second-year guys, all over the place.
Injured guys make sense, obviously. Patrick Chung, Isaiah Wynn, Demaryius Thomas, Dietrich Wise. They're not quite ready anyway.
Right.
You wouldn't expect to see them out there. Great. We understand. But among the guys who presumably are healthy but weren't at OTAs yesterday, in addition to Brady, Michael Bennett, Sony Michel, Kyle Van Noy, Ryan Allen, Nate Ebner, Joe Cardona, Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah, and I don't know like what the reasoning is for all of them. Maybe they have excuses. Because some of those guys, it'd be really surprising if they were available, if they were healthy, if they didn't have like a family commitment for them not to go.
Like when we had
like Ryan Allen,
they
just drafted a punter.
Yeah, I know. We were told Austin Seferian Jenkins had an excused absence, which falls into that category you were just talking about.
And that's understandable.
You know, maybe, my wife's graduating from college, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's the only one that we've read had the quote-unquote excused absence. Doesn't mean these others don't.
Yeah. Because besides
Sony
Tom Brady.
Michelle's not there?
Yeah, you would think. And I not that his position isn't safe, but you're just looking at it. It's year two. It's a pretty crowded running back group. You would think all these guys would want to get back there and get as many reps as possible or just get back into the routine again, you know, and just jump back in there with your teammates. I'm surprised. As for Tom Brady, I don't know how you can look at it as a big deal after what happened last year.
I can't.
Because I did last year. Last year I did. I was like, what is this? The only quarterback in the league who's not there?
Only quarterback this year.
I thought it was
who's not there for OTAs.
Right, but something happened between last year and this year, which to me makes it say, all right, fine. Now, the one, reason why it's a little bit different is because N'Keal Harry. You drafted a wide receiver for the first time ever under Bill Belichick in the first round, any extra rep you would think could maybe help you. And he
can't hurt. That's
can't
sure.
hurt. Can't hurt. And he has the he probably has to be the number two receiver on this team, and you're giving that opportunity up. But it's not like you're just going to throw them in there week one, and they're never going to have practice together. They're never going to have played in the preseason together. They're never going to have training camp. So I can't really go nuts about Tom Brady not being there because of the results from a year ago. Like, why? He went out there and proved it. He had a good season, and then he had a great playoff run, and they won the Super Bowl. So if he doesn't want to go to the optional stuff, I don't know how you get worked up about it now. I don't.
I didn't get as worked up about it last year as you did.
I did, yeah.
Certainly don't this year.
Yeah.
Based on, as we said, how things worked out. It's that kind of classic thing. Any veteran player, guy who's been around a long time. I'll use Chara in the hockey world.
Mm-hmm.
Chara can pretty much decide when he wants to practice.
Right.
If he goes to Bruce Cassidy and says, "You know what, I'm gonna take a rest day today,"
which he never does.
No, that's a bad example, but he could.
Yeah, he could.
He could take the veteran's option and say, "You know what, I need a day off the ice today," and there wouldn't even be a question asked.
The big
Tom Brady can.
He can.
He can do all, any of now. When if he started missing mandatory things, I could see having a beef then.
Now there's an issue there for sure. Because last year he didn't. Last year he was there for all of those things, and it helped lead to the season that they had. The other problem is, and the reason why people do bring it up, is just because it is so glaring that the only starting quarterback is Tom Brady. And on top of that, some of the things, say you have a veteran offensive lineman. Like, remember one of the years they had Brian Waters, and he would like wait until the end and then show up? That's fine, because your practice, there's no hitting. Like, there's none [S2] Right. [S1] Of this stuff. It's going to look the same whether you have your left guard or you don't. But your quarterback, you're throwing all the time, and these guys are running routes with you. And so, great, N'Keal Harry had some good catches, I guess, yesterday with Jarrett Stidham.
Had one drop, I read that.
Yeah. But, okay, Brian Hoyer hooked up with N'Keal Harry.
Right.
I guess that's good for N'Keal Harry. I guess he's out there running the routes that they want him to run and everything else, and getting into the team atmosphere. But hopefully he doesn't catch a single pass from any one of those guys during the season. So like that's why it's brought up, and I get it. It just seems like Brady can make up for it and hopefully pick up some of those young guys along the way and before you get to the season, try to get on the same page.
To your point, it obviously wouldn't hurt if they were on the field together. I'm not suggesting
right,
that.
Right.
I also don't think that, OTA practices in May are going to make one bit of difference. All of a sudden they'll have a connection in September because right. they were out there in OTAs, the end of May. I don't believe that's
the case. And part of it might be you either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And because Josh Gordon wasn't even on the team week one or two.
And got it.
And then looked pretty good. There was only the one game that stands out, the Tennessee game, where they were really forcing it to him. And I don't even know how much of that was Gordon's fault or not. But the other games, between week 3 or 4 and week 13, 14, he was the leading receiver yardage-wise on the team. And they just met in season. And so some of these receivers, whether they're rookies that struggle or the veteran guys who come in and struggle, it might be more than just how many reps they have, and it's just the playbook, and how quickly they're able to gain Brady's trust. I feel like he has a pretty good first impression on these guys, and it's either, all right, this is going to work, we're going to have success, or it's not.
And anybody who's trying to work themselves up into a lather because Tom Brady's not out there throwing to N'Keal Harry or whoever.
Yeah, I mean, him specifically, but yeah.
Him especially.
Yeah.
You're just looking for stuff now. And because, as you said, based on what happened last year, the first year that Brady skipped OTAs,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and if you had an issue last year, fine. Who knows what can happen? Well, we know what can happen.
Yeah, we do.
And that's not to say, by the way, if he skips them this year, they'll win the Super Bowl again next year. The point is, it didn't hurt him a bit.
Now, he has a whole new tight end group, and that's one where I know he played with
Are
Watson.
Are you part of that, by the way?
I could. Why
you
not?
Could be on that
I'll
list.
Get out there. Fourier would probably be the best guy they have, and I'm not even kidding.
Him or Ben Watson.
Fourier and Watson could probably start for this team right now. But those are guys that also, N'Keal Harry's top of the list. Then it's probably those tight ends. But you don't even know which ones are going to stick, which ones are going to be week one or going to be lining up there with him. He's on the same page with Julian Edelman. We got that. He's on the same
page. They're working out together now.
James White, those guys haven't figured out. Even Philip Dorsett, I think they actually have a pretty good connection. Like for what he is,
yep.
I feel like they're kind of on the same page. So it's those other guys, and one of those guys is Demaryius Thomas, who's not even there anyway.
He's not ready.
But he's not there. So it's really just a couple of guys that you can really even make the argument for.
So I know everybody wants to find a problem with everything. It's like it's like the Bruins are getting ready to start the Stanley Cup Final, so we're bitching about whether Zdeno Chara is on the top defense pair or not.
Yeah, right.
If you're looking for stuff like, you know, Brady's skipping OTAs, well, you're just trying too hard.
Yeah, and again, I think you would have more of an argument if last year didn't play out the way that it did. You know, I think you'd have a much bigger argument saying, well, hey, this is different. You know, Brady, almost every other year of his career, went to these and had all the success. Now he doesn't, and now look what happens. Well, nope. That's already wrong. So it's like, now you're just expecting it to go bad. Because if it goes bad, let's say hypothetically Brady does have a bad year, and this is finally
it'll
the Max Kellerman.
Sooner or later, right?
If this happens, there'll probably be a lot of reasons for it, but I don't think missing these days will be
skipping
it.
Skipping OTAs won't be
so.
The reason that
no.
he... finally gets to the cliff.
It might be because Gronk's gone. It might be because everything finally catches up to him. Like there's plenty of other reasons than him missing a few days of, you know, throwing the ball around.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number, because it is, after all, Keith, a false count anywhere.
Anywhere you
as
want.
As we proved earlier with back-to-back calls.
And I picked Tim Ross in the hallway.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm the new 24/7 champ.
An RKO out of nowhere?
Yeah, crushed this.
Yeah, Lucy's going to start producing the rest of the show.
That's fine.
Have you been transported to a medical facility?
Yeah. You notice he's sitting down now.
I did notice that.
Yeah, because I put him in the Boston Crab.
Because
he can't stand
I can't
up
actually see him.
Yeah.
So
he ducks down.
You can barely
there.
See me when I'm standing, but now it's even harder.
Harder now.
Yeah.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen.
Mike.
It's False Count Anywhere Friday. Pew, 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 pew.
Very well done, Mike.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. So, okay, since it is False Count Anywhere Friday, Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, Bran the Broken, what the F?
Terrible.
What have we been watching this entire series for? I feel like it was a complete waste of time, and I was with you, Keep. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that people were signing a petition to have it rewritten, but honestly, I wasted so much time on that. So one question I did have for you, one good thing I think did come out of the last episode, do you think that this is a door opening for Arya Stark to have her own spinoff series now that she's deciding to explore west of Westeros? And what do you think is west of Westeros?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, do you think it's just Brooklyn?
Brooklyn,
yeah. Yeah, she's going to end up in Harlem.
Yeah, what if we just find out that it's actually the real world and just everything, you know, Westeros is its own thing on Earth? No, they're not doing that.
I would be all in, by the way, if they did that, but they're not.
No, it's going to be all about the Night King and the Long Night and all of that stuff. But they are doing prequel series, which I don't think people are all that jazzed up about.
Well, because they're all upset about this one.
Yeah, and so, yeah, no Arya. Although, I wouldn't be shocked.
Will they do a movie? Inevitably. Like,
they could.
After 24... ended its successful run. Then they say, hey, we got to do a 24 movie. Downton Abbey's got a movie coming out in September.
Yeah, isn't Deadwood doing a movie too?
Deadwood on HBO's got a movie.
Yeah, so I think they could. Or they could just bring it back. Look how many shows that they're bringing back. Like, they're bringing back Murphy Brown. They bring back every single show has come back.
It'll be back in 10 years.
You think 10?
Because Tyrion said to Jon that we'll know if this is the right call in 10 years, and they'll bring the show back.
I think they could.
I wonder how many of those act. Because I would think that run had to just wear you out.
Oh, yeah. Especially for, like, Kit Harington, who played Jon Snow, and, like, Emilia Clarke, who played Dany. Like, those ones, that's a grind. They were in, like, every episode. They had big roles all the time.
I always wonder about that. Like, if you're in these you know, earth-shattering, career-making roles, if you're Harry Potter, where do you go from there?
Where has he been? Has he been in anything?
He was showing everything in Equus on Broadway. I mean everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like the girl who played Hermione. There's some videos of her that are not safe for work.
Yeah, but he was actually doing it on Broadway.
Oh,
She
was not in Broadway.
No. She was
like
not
in her kitchen.
No, he was doing Equus on Broadway and letting it all hang out. Sorry, Lucy.
Yeah, no, Daniel Radcliffe, who I used to have a crush on when I was probably 10 or whatever.
Did you go see Equus?
I did not, but it was should've. Full frontal, everything in Equus.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Was it tasteful, though?
It is in the name of art. So
okay.
Yes, it was
as long as it helps, you know.
In the theater, that's very common, I've heard.
As long as it helps the story, I'm in favor of nudity. If it's just gratuitous, what are we doing here?
Especially if it's Daniel Radcliffe's.
Well, I mean,
nudity.
Whatever. You know.
Well, did you ever see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I did.
There's a lot of just useless male nudity in that one.
That is gratuitous.
Very much
that
so.
That did not advance the storyline at all.
Also in Borat.
Bore out there was an aggressive amount.
Bruno, too.
Bruno, there. Well,
Bruno's worse.
Bruno, like, you were expecting it, though. Borat, I was not.
I personally wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what I was seeing. It was a bunch of my buddies. They were
what,
like,
Bruno or Borat?
Bruno. I had no idea what Bruno even was. Like,
oh, you didn't watch Ali G?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what am I watching? It was horrifying, actually.
Yeah, I've actually never recovered.
No.
That's been quite a thing.
I'll be curious now because Sophie Turner is the one who's now, she's got a movie coming out.
Yes.
Like next week, I think.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix comes out. Well, it's funny.
And she's got a chance to break away.
Yeah. Well, she was in X-Men Apocalypse, 2 years ago or whatever it was. She was in that. This one, though, she's more the star of. Maisie Williams actually filmed a movie, who plays Arya. She filmed a movie called The New Mutants, which was supposed to come out last April. And they keep bumping it, which I think is a huge mistake. They should have
probably
put it
out not a good idea. Huh?
The week after she killed the Night King, they should have put the movie out because her stock couldn't have been higher. People would have gone to see it just because of her. But yeah, I think the girl who plays Sansa Stark is going to be the star from all of this.
If she's going to be the star, who do you think is the one that you like won't break this mold? Like they'll be in movies and stuff, but they're always going to play some sort of like fantasy character.
Brienne of Tarth. Brienne's not going to need anything.
What about
Tyrion Lannister?
Oh, Tyrion.
Tyrion was in Infinity War.
He's been in a lot of things.
Yeah,
actually.
He was in Infinity War.
See, to me, I think it's...
You were supposed to protect them.
That was his one line.
I'm going to go with Jon. Okay. I don't think he's going to be able to shake this. Like, I think he's going to be in all these war movies and just like that type of character.
Like Kramer. Like who's like, you just look at him and you're like, oh, that's Kramer. Like Jon Snow's going to be Jon Snow.
Yeah. Kramer
had a
bad turn later.
He had an issue too. But even like George, was just George. Like Danny Targaryen might have that too.
No,
I think that's a good call.
I don't think people. She's not like even like big enough.
There's not a lot of roles for 6 foot 5 inch Amazon looking females.
That's correct.
Xena, Warrior Princess, the remake.
Wonder Woman 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, I think we've covered it.
That's probably.
But that's kind of typecasting.
Braun was in John Wick 3.
He's also in an episode of Black Mirror, most disturbing one.
Braun is?
Braun, yes.
Oh, you made me watch that White Bear episode. Is that the name of it?
Are you not an adult?
What?
He made you?
He recommended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't force me anything.
Well,
he couldn't.
No, actually, Dale, I had him in a chokehold, and I told him, you have to do this. Say mercy.
He did the Clockwork Orange eyeball thing, and I was forced to. Yeah, I know. I was forced to watch it. And it was not that great.
Yeah, but Braun's in a couple of... He's been like all over the place. Movies. But again, not a major star. I think out of the big characters.
Rob Stark had his own Netflix show.
Missed it.
All right.
Yeah, Brienne is in Star Wars.
She's in Star Wars?
Oh, yes.
Stormtrooper?
No, she plays Captain Phasma, right?
I think
she's like in that whole suit. Yeah. I think she is the Captain Phasma, who's a useless, useless character. Not her fault. It's just the way it's written.
How about Hodor?
Hodor could be in some stuff. He's a
guys are talking about like BD characters. Hey,
not to me, friend.
The mountain.
Hodor's guy.
I just pictured at the end of the whole thing Hodor saying, I held the door back for this?
For this? Really?
This is what you made me do that for?
Or poor Mira, who carried his ass all around the north. Like, give me a break.
Come on.
Do something.
Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Couldn't
happen to a better guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The AD trade, if it... Yeah. Okay, I've heard, okay?
Right.
What I've heard.
What'd you hear?
Chris Mannix. Okay.
Okay.
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown... Marcus Smart. That makes the money work. Throw in a draft pick. Okay?
Sure.
Okay? That's the third pick in the draft, the third pick in the draft, the sixth pick in the draft. Okay? If he drafted that bad and we're gonna try and trade for 1 year, possibly Anthony Davis, who's to say whether
he was the number one pick, to be fair. He was the number one pick, to be fair, Anthony Davis was. Now, they did say recently there's a helium shortage, and it's affecting some of these party stores.
I know where it's going.
I was going to say, hey, you guys want to do whippets and call them to Dale and Keith? Yeah, that'd be good. That's a good idea.
Is that our stuff again, or is that
No, that was him. I think that's Peter.
He was finally thinking, I'm going to bring some energy to a call for the first time
we've
ever.
We've heard Peter from JP before. He didn't quite sound
like
that. No, not always.
We had a good day on the phones, though, without any kind of issue, but that was pretty good. I don't mind if, like, every fifth caller sounds like, you know, they suck in a balloon.
I was
going
to ask him to say follow the yellow brick road just to see how it sounded, but...
He would have been like, wow, what about that? Why do you want me to say that? Like, just do it. All right? Leave me alone.
Just trust us.
Yeah, just trust us. Fine. All right.
Well, this whole day has sucked. Let's go to Coach Robidoux.
Oh, Coach! What do you got, Coach? This is, of course, Jason Rossi's old high school football coach who calls in from time to time. Coach, what do you have?
Coach Roby Von Dobie checking in.
What do you got today?
Well, listen, through my work with ASMR, I've noticed that my insults and humiliations go over much better when I whisper them. So, you know, I thought I'd try some out on Rossi.
We'll give you 10 seconds to do some ASMR to Rossi. Rossi, see if this will stimulate the mind. Go ahead, Coach.
Hey, Rossi. Can you hear me? Hey, listen. Why are you such a big fatty? Come on. You gotta get back.
This is awful. Coach, that's terrible.
No. The secret,
he's got to redo his stuff. First of all, he's tried that before. We haven't talked ASMR on the show for
weeks. Yeah.
How did it falls count anywhere, guys?
I understand it is, but it still needs to be good.
The secret to ASMR is you have, not secret, but the point of it you have to.
Wait a minute.
You have to enunciate more. He's just whispering.
Yeah.
You have to make every P pop so that that's the point of it.
Or as Shyam told us, there's a woman on YouTube that eats a whole jar of pickles really slowly, and that, he says, helps.
It's the chewing, yes, the whispering.
I don't think what she says has anything to do with Shyam watching that.
Well, I don't know. I could just speak to that. We can ask him next time.
To be honest, we're overshadowing. That was very offensive what he said. By the way,
I don't even hear what he said because I couldn't really make sense.
He's so focused on how bad the ASMR was.
We're good. No, we're good.
I just feel like I like the idea that Coach Robodeau calls in. I don't like his material ever. It's not great.
It's not funny.
We need to figure out what Chunky's deal is.
We need a plan here. Don't talk.
Go all summer to figure it out.
Why are you such a big fatty?
Oh, we called you a big fatty. No, we don't fat shame on this show.
At least he said past tense, but still, it hurts.
Dump that, then. We don't want to hear that. Come on, coach. You're better than that.
I'm not sure he is.
No, he's not.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to some more crummy phone calls probably in just a few minutes. But first, we'll try.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And I will say real quickly before we talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because we're playing Chris Jericho's music.
Oh, boy.
So last night.
Yes.
So last night on the NBA playoff game.
Right.
All Elite Wrestling, AEW, has a big pay-per-view event this weekend called Double or Nothing.
Well, and they also signed a deal with TNT, yes, right? So that makes sense as to why during the NBA playoffs they would promote it a little bit.
So Marv Albert is doing the game last night for TNT, and a promo came up for All Elite Wrestling.
Stream the VR live debut of All Elite Wrestling this Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, featuring superstars Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks live from the MGM Grand.
Yikes. Chris Jericho.
I mean,
how could anybody see that name written out?
Jericho. Have you ever heard of a Jericho?
No, but I've heard of Jericho.
Oh, Jericho. Of course you've heard of Jericho.
And that's how it looks.
That's what I'm saying. It's spelled like Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
He has like
a superstars. Chris Jericho.
Chris
Come
Jericho.
Come on, Marv.
That had to hurt.
That was like a foreign forward in
Has
the NBA.
Has Jericho responded to that? I feel like he would. I feel like he would take to Twitter.
He's
going to
take it all out on Kenny Omega this week.
I think he is. He's going to take it out on
after
him.
Marv bollocks up his name.
That is a real shame.
So there was another thing as part
same
of this
game. Same game.
By the way, there's a beer shaming thing going on in Milwaukee, which is a little troubling to me.
Beer shaming?
Beer shaming.
Why?
So they're sticking these athletes on screen and basically, you know, goading them into chugging their beers.
Well, the one lineman for the Packers has been to a bunch of these
games.
David
Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
He can't help himself.
He crushes beers.
He's
a
really
mountain of a man. He takes 2 16-ouncers and throws them down, no problem. Loves it. Crowd gets into it. It's all exciting. That's great. They also had, at one point, Christian Yelich, who was
sitting
fire.
Beside Bakhtiari.
Yeah, and he did a job.
About two-thirds of a beer.
Yeah, but he finished it.
He finished it, which is
the key, because then they show Aaron Rodgers, who was not sitting with Danica Patrick, by the way.
Well, she had other things to do.
You know who
she
was sitting with?
She was seeking the guy who was giving her wine.
Yeah, maybe she was. Who knows? He was sitting next to the daughter of the Bucks owner.
Yes.
Who was wearing a Pusha T t-shirt.
That. Yeah.
Because that is, I guess, the rival of Drake, apparently. Right? I guess they were in a beef. So, by the way, the Drake thing, that has spun out of control, too.
Please.
Now, he wasn't there last night because it was in Milwaukee, but the game in Toronto, he's walking up and down the court like a coach.
He'll be doing full-body massages
to players during the game. He was massaging the coach.
You can't be touching people.
Come on. He's walking up and down. It's too much. But anyway.
He thinks everybody's there to see him, not the two teams.
But anyway, so they show Aaron Rodgers, and he has a beer in front of him. Not a full beer, by the way. It is, say, 3/4 full. Right around there.
Yeah, 3/4.
So he grabs it, and he's like, well, I guess now's the time. Because the last time they showed him, he didn't have a drink. In fact, it was funny because they were buying Danica a drink. But he goes to chug a beer, and it is the saddest thing these eyes have ever seen.
Ever?
It was embarrassing. That is the most embarrassing thing for anybody. Because here's the deal.
I probably couldn't do it, but I wouldn't try.
But you wouldn't try. But also, from the time that I've known you, you also wouldn't have a beer.
No.
You would have something that you actually like to drink. You would have something in front of you that you like. So Aaron Rodgers looked like a guy who was allergic to beer, and yet he had a beer. Why even have one?
Because you don't know. They might be sticking me up there and beer shaming me on the screen, and I have to have one ready.
So he tried chugging the beer. You've probably already seen it by now, but he tried chugging the beer. At one point, he has his left hand on the cup. He's taking forever. He holds his right hand out and says,
Hold on, one second.
I thought he was doing the Doctor Strange. This is the one in the 86 million
this is the one.
Scenarios.
And then guess what? Doesn't even finish. Bailed on it.
Sad.
How embarrassing is that?
He goes, hold up, everybody. Hold up.
Go put somebody else on the screen. Hold on, ref. Don't let them inbound that. I'll be done in a minute.
How amazing would it have been if he just booted all over the floor? If he just finished it and then threw up all over the court? And then it's like, all right, delay in the game. We got Rodgers threw up on the floor. Because then everybody's tweeting out the video. Tom Brady was on with Stephen Colbert, and he chugged a beer in like a second. Crushes a beer.
It was Colbert. You're right. I said Kimmel. It was Colbert.
So you know how this is like challenge somebody at work to a thing season, right?
It's
like,
clapback season.
Well, I know it's clapback season.
So it's all the same. Challenging.
But Wiggy and Bradford played one-on-one. It was very lopsided, but they did. They played one-on-one. Wiggy was victorious. Apparently, Reamer and Curtis are going to grease each other up and wrestle.
I don't know if that's one of those one-on-one challenges pleasure.
It's not grease. It's Jell-O.
Oh, they're going to Jell-O
wrestling. Yeah.
So they're going to have a Jell-O wrestling match, which is great. I don't know if I would necessarily win, but this is the one thing that I would challenge anybody to. Keith Open Challenge?
Yes. We're about to get it?
I haven't chugged a beer in a while because I have matured.
Grown up.
I like to drink craft beers now, and I don't pound them. I enjoy them reasonably. And
responsibly.
Yeah, because that was a big thing for a while, like chugging beers. Like in college, it was a big thing, and I went to school with some guys that were one of my friends, unbelievable. Like one of the craziest things you'll ever see. It was like the only thing that slowed it down was gravity. He was just insane. He was the all-time champ. Could never beat him. But here at the station, I think I could hold my own.
But wait, Aaron Rodgers tweeted out after this. You just said you drink craft beers now, which are heavier and harder to chug, correct?
Well, not only that, but you wouldn't
want to savor them.
Yes, like they taste so good, you wouldn't want to chug like a double IPA. That'd
and Aaron Rodgers says, next time make it a scotch.
Yeah, because we're going to slug scotches, like,
so just take
right?
a shot? Like,
yeah.
Everybody
no, you don't take shots of scotch, though. Like scotch is something you
scotch
sit
is sipping.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Sipping scotch.
So it made no sense. Like that was such a bad defense. Like as if like that was gonna make him look cool. Like more badass. No, you look like an idiot.
Yeah, so you're thinking your offensive lineman can't drink a scotch? I'm pretty sure he can have a scotch.
Right, a bottle.
He probably did in between the beers that he had. Like, who knows?
Now, there was a lot of, not beer shaming, but beer stuff going on previously at Bruins playoff games. Because you had the Julian Edelman.
Oh, yeah, slamming beers.
With the beer.
Slamming beers.
He was up in the suite, and he guzzles that thing down and then spikes the can.
Yep, that's true.
And then, who was it? David Andrews was the Banner flag captain one day, and he's waving the flag, and then he stops, and he reaches into his back pocket, and he gets a big can of beer out and slams that thing down.
Yeah, David Andrews was the man. He could chug a beer. So I would challenge anybody here at WEEI to a beer chugging challenge. You know who would be good at, though, I think?
Wiggy video coming in 3.
Yeah.
2.
I don't know. No, as far as I know, Wiggy's not a beer guy. Now, you don't necessarily have to be a beer guy to be able to slam one. Like, Fourier, I bet, can drink a beer fast. I bet he can drink a beer real fast. He's a big guy.
Big guy. Cliche, but it sounds like he could.
I think anybody, like, when they have, like, the solo cup in their hand and they, like, dwarf the cup, like, that guy should be able to slam down a beer pretty quick. Everybody else, though, I feel like I could do fine.
I'm trying to think of who else could really, like...
Well, Mutt. Mutt was in a frat, I think. He could probably...
He'd
probably prefer a funnel. He's like, I'll take a funnel. Like, no, we don't need to do a funnel.
He's like, keg stand?
No, keg stand.
Just Lou. I bet you Lou.
Solo cup chug.
Oh, Lou might be.
Yeah, Lou might be all right.
Lou might be good at this.
But again, he strikes me as like a wine guy. Like, he doesn't even strike me as a beer guy.
Well, he's a crown guy.
Oh, no, that's right. You're right.
Lou's the crown
guy.
He's absolutely the crown guy.
And
he's not chugging that. He's savoring
sip
that.
Sip it like an adult. Well, only like an adult, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of the law.
What about Jerry?
He's a beer Jerry guy.
Jerry's a big beer guy.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah, yes. Beer
well,
guy.
Hold on
cold,
a second.
No, cold beer. It has to be cold beer.
Well, who wants hot beer?
That's his thing. Yeah. Very cold.
Okay. Agreed.
Next ride at the cross. Keith, Jerry chug.
Let's do it.
Now, I will
Let's
say
Let's do
this.
Bracket style. And then that way, the winner has had like 5. So what you do is we rank everybody here. Bracket style. So you get like 16 people involved, and then the winner just moves on, and each round is every like 10 minutes.
So Barstool tweeted this out last night.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford is at a restaurant with his wife and another couple.
I saw this.
And the game's on TV.
Yeah.
So they're looking, and they see it.
Yeah.
And Matthew Stafford, in effect, uses the old hold my beer line,
mm-hmm.
and he chugs it and makes Aaron Rodgers look sick.
That was a big beer he took.
Yeah,
that was like a 16-ounce.
I was gonna say, and he was drinking like a tall glass, which is a little bit tougher to do. Rodgers had the perfect thing. It's like one of those like plastic cups. It's like the perfect easiest thing to chug out of. And Stafford just looked over at the screen. They were videotaping. That was actually pretty funny.
And he just, I mean,
but
in
if
like
you just
two
saw those,
seconds,
but if you saw Matthew
gone.
Stafford standing next to Aaron Rodgers, and I told you one of these guys can chug a beer fast.
Oh, you'd say Rodgers.
Stafford.
No, I'm just saying the way Rodgers acts, you know, he's the big NFL stud
no,
and star.
I don't think so. I'm saying Stafford looks like a beer drinker. Maybe he's got the big face. Like, I think he looks like a beer guy. Rodgers, I'm not surprised it played out the way that it did last
Texter
night.
Texter brings up
Rodgers.
A good point.
Yes.
Fourier drinks umbrella drinks. You'd probably win with him.
Maybe, but you can't rule out just a big dude. These big dudes, football players, they could throw. I mean,
my money's on Lou.
You think
no,
Lou
or Jerry?
Jerry would be an interesting one. We should get like a fatal four way going. What do you think, Rossi?
I'm into all of it. I think all 16 guys at once. For all I care,
Rossi Shime would say Shime. I think can throw down a beer, as Rossi would say, a bit of a bigger guy, thicker guy.
I said bigger guy once.
Well,
and Harry.
Lives on forever. Harry.
Oh, he's
mentioned
extremely
that
hairy.
For
you
no
kidding
reason.
Me?
Mentioned that. Just an unnecessary detail.
Oh,
but
none of us needed
Lucy,
to know.
You drink? You, could you slug down a beer?
I hate beer.
Yeah, but what, all you got to do is throw down the one. Throw down one and you get all kinds of street cred.
I could probably do it.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I'm not a beer drinker, but I've done it.
Tons. Tons.
Street cred.
That's Aaron Rodgers' problem right now. He has none.
Oh, are you kidding me?
None.
Oh, he has completely voided his man card.
Forget it.
See, the difference between us is I wouldn't try, so you could assume that I couldn't do it, but
yeah.
I didn't prove it the way he did.
Well, Rodgers, clearly, thoughts were racing through his head because he lifts up the beer as almost to like, hey, cheers. And then he's like, I guess I have to.
Man.
And like in that moment, he's like, there's no turning back. And then he's like, I can't do this. I can't do this, or I will throw up on the floor. So I gotta bow out.
See, I'd have had more respect for him if he'd done that.
Especially
if he had tried and then,
but think about
you know,
in Milwaukee,
did a Jerry Callahan and everywhere.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, how important beer is to those people. And your starting quarterback can't even throw one down. That is awful. They might want to trade him. That might be the next thing. They might want to
get
rid of him.
We got to get him the hell out of Wisconsin.
They want somebody else now. Embarrassing last night.
Well, it was sad to watch. And
yep.
That was probably it. Danica Patrick knew he was going to try, and she said, you know what? I'm not going. I'll be home. Come on home afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Get a driver, by the way. What else you got coming up in just a couple of minutes? OMF at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the way we always go out on a Friday, because Stone Cold said so. Opportunity to get to a couple of very quick things that we might not have gotten to earlier in the program. Plus, before we leave here today, we'll give our predictions for the Stanley Cup Final, because we will not be on the air on on radio.
That's right.
What else you got?
I'll start with Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Now, we were talking about Drake and his actions on the sideline
like
in Toronto.
I mean,
what
down.
The hell is he doing? Yeah. He thinks he's part of the show. This all goes back to Spike Lee. Spike was the first guy who, you know, thought he was part of the show as well. But Drake now thinks he's part of the show in Toronto. Charles Barkley's got perhaps a solution for the Drake problem.
I ain't heard about no Drake.
Yes. I'm going to ask you a question,
yes,
Chuck.
Yes.
As a player, would you be concerned?
No.
Well, no, I wouldn't either.
No, no,
you.
But,
all right then.
But,
it's over.
But what I would do, I would say, Kenny, do me a favor. Throw the ball out of bounds one time, and I'd knock the hell out of Drake.
Me too.
That's
how you do it.
That's the way we used to do it. When there was a fan giving us a hard time, I'd say, hey, man, lose the ball out of bounds.
And
you got to knock the hell out of him. This is what you got to do. Hey, man, you all right?
That's the perfect solution
for
me.
Yeah, I would say so. And the Milwaukee fans liked it there. They're doing the show live in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You could hear them. They seem to really enjoy it very much.
He claims that he's done that before, too.
Yeah, you could probably.
Somebody's
probably looking through tape right now, looking for examples of that. I bet they can find some.
What else you got?
So this was also NBA related. Yesterday, the All NBA teams came out, and of course, it's also directly tied in with how much players can make now. Like
right.
If you're All NBA and you're on your team,
Supermax.
Yeah, so there's certain parameters that you have to hit, but one of them is the team that you're on and all this other stuff. And so it was really important for somebody like Damian Lillard who got it, somebody like Kemba Walker who got it. But Klay Thompson didn't, and he was talking to the media when he found out that he didn't.
The All-NBA team is sort of elevated your potential.
Oh, I did? They yeah. already came out?
Yeah, it came out today. You were, like, right behind
Kemba.
Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but, like, when you go to 5 straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to 5 straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. That's not... I'd rather win a championship and be 13 on NBA, so it's all good.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses, you know, on NBA stuff, because that would have elevated you.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know, I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so...
So he just missed out. He and Bradley Beal just missed out. Kemba Walker, Russell Westbrook were the third-team guards. And it does kind of suck. Like, I like that all NBA is that important, and I'm fine with it affecting contracts. But then there are certain times where he's so close,
yeah,
and this is going to affect so many millions of dollars.
A lot of money.
He's probably one of the 15 best players. He averaged over 21 a game. He was on the all, I think it was second team all defense. Like, he had a really good year, shot over 40% from three again, and yet he's missing out on that. But he probably is going to win yet another title. That's probably what we're looking at here for him. What will be his fourth?
All right, before we get into the crossover, it's time for us to decide what's going to happen.
Oh, here we go.
The Stanley Cup Final that begins on Monday here at the TD Garden. As I said, I went into these playoffs saying the Bruins were going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm not going to change that, obviously, now. I know Jeff O'Neill told us he thinks this is a coin flip series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's quite as close as he does. I've got the Bruins winning. And they get to win the damn cup on home ice. So Bruins in 5.
Come on now! Shake that thing!
Just so we can play this.
No, I like that too. I'm going to go with it too. I wanted to go sweep against the Hurricanes, and I didn't. I gave them way too much respect. So I'm going sweep here. Bruins in four.
There you go.
So enjoy game one and two, because that's going to be all you got here in Boston. They're going to win the whole thing. Game four in St. Louis. Sweep it out. I do not respect St. Louis. Don't think they're that good of a team.
I'll go six.
Six it is for Lou.
The crossover, by the way, is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Can you chug a beer?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, good for you.
Nice. Fair enough. Okay. There you go.
Because Keith has got an open challenge.
I got an itch. I got an itch that I need to scratch. I'm going to start chugging some beers.
I tell you what's not fun, though.
What's that?
Chugging O'Doul's.
O'Doul's.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just start chugging Bud Heavies.
No, I know. But just
Kirsten's one. Kirsten's impressive, though.
I knew it. I knew we could.
Yeah,
I
but
had
he
a
drinks
feeling.
All those drinks with parasols.
Well, that's
in them
the thing.
Stuff.
He likes umbrellas, but throws you throw one scent. Of those and you say, "Okay, go," and it just turns into this animal.
It's gone.
Yeah, see, he would be the guy I would pick to be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The best in the building.
Yeah. Just destroyed it. So
a lot of the one-on-one challenges here, I think he'd be the favorite.
Aaron Rodgers was embarrassed.
That was. I mean,
sad.
I mean, like,
sad.
Do you just leave your man card like at home?
You just get up and walk out. You're not only the man card, you're going to leave the building. Yeah, you're done.
Is he still with Danica, right?
Oh, not after
she
last
wasn't
night.
There. I mean,
but
is
she just like, what are you doing?
She's like, come on, man.
Like, that's embarrassing.
If she was there, she would have just absolutely
slammed one
right
down.
In his face.
I mean, he tried to do it, and he just couldn't finish and just put it down again, and then went,
couldn't
finish it.
The
how
beer.
Do you?
I mean,
you
I
live
get,
in Milwaukee.
You know you're on the Jumbotron thing. It's like, this is embarrassing.
You would think adrenaline alone.
You're being challenged.
Yeah. And you've laid down like a dog.
I would give that you can't beat an offensive lineman. David Bakhtiari is this big guy.
No.
But
fine.
Then I see the Barstool video of Matthew Stafford just going,
that was ridiculous, too.
That was great.
No, but you don't have to beat him, the time-wise.
Just finish the beer.
Finish it.
Oh, my God,
just
was that
don't
embarrassing.
Stop until you're done.
Right.
That's it.
Like Christian Yelich did.
Everybody
wasn't also that impressive either, but he did it.
I kind of like the theme, though, going into the Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yeah, I do, too.
Because everyone's going to be like, hey, you see Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, let's try it. All right. Right? Everyone. It's going to be nice.
So what are you guys going to do going into the Memorial Day weekend?
We'll talk Bruins after that. We call it scrimmage or inter-squad?
Scrimmage.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the Bees, because, we won't really... Monday? We don't really talk until game one here now. So we got Bruins tickets actually in a 5 o'clock hour.
Ooh,
whoa!
Game
one. 5 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss
Christian's
that at all.
Sipping something in the other room. I don't even want to know what it is.
What is he drinking
now? He's got a water now.
He's hydrated.
Yeah. Smart.
He's hydrating. He's one of those guys that drinks a glass of water between every beer.
Nice.
You know what he is? Yeah.
OMF is coming up next. You guys enjoy your weekend.
All right, boys.
See
you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.